To the detailed design meeting. Virginia. Last time we discussed the squishy fruitiness of our remote controls and how we might pursue that. And I think we've come up with some ideas. And we also talked about materials we'd use and what kind of chip would be necessary. For later in the meeting, I've done a spreadsheet of production costs, so we'll take a look at that and see if it's changed at all from when we last discussed it. Soon, actually, you guys want to make a prototype presentation?
Okay, well, so our design looks something like this. This being a wheel that you use to change channels or volume or whatever. This is a button, serves as the power button if you hold it down, and you just tap on it, I think it brings up the menu. And the base of the remote control, which has a squishy, spongy, rubbery feel, is interchangeable, so you can change the color according to, you know, to suit your living room or whatever.
And you change the vegetable.
Yeah, and change the vegetable.
Is it broccoli?
It's not broccoli. So this snaps off, and you can put on whichever one you want. This is not to scale, because it would have the battery inside it. There's a mango. It's trendy fruit. It's not just ordinary fruit. So you don't have orange, you have mango. I guess strawberry is not as trendy.
It's better grape strawberry.
So we'll come up with a variety of trendy and exciting fruit designs for the remote control. And then people will be encouraged to buy 3 or 5 of them because they'll need to switch them up. It's been a little bit difficult to make sure that it's hand-holdable and that the user can use it. You know, it's not too big. But we think that this, you know, this size will be okay. And we will have to fit the battery case in there somehow. And I guess the only other thing that we really didn't talk about was or design yet actually would be the thing, the locator.
The locator is just a chip that's inside there.
Okay, so that's just,
and the beeper is also inside there too.
So you have to have a button on your you have to attach the button to the,
yeah, we didn't design that.
Yeah, we have that is this,
but it would
designed.
Be coordinating with that, of course.
Yeah, like, hey, that you know, match the hand, so the broccoli or mango.
If you want to look in your project documents folder, there's an Excel spreadsheet. The only one that's in there, production costs. And if you open it up, I've just stuck the numbers in. It's a real challenge there. But if I missed anything that we've gone over, or if you see something that has changed. I mean, we decided on batteries, and the regular chip would be necessary for the more advanced iPod-like button. I said uncurved or flat. I think that's what you have there. Is that right? For the plastic part would be.
My impression was that flat meant like one of those square remotes. But it's really not very clear because you've got single curve and double curve and.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. One side is curved and then the other side is curved.
Well, if we're talking about the area just, I guess we'd have to contact the company that makes them and just see. So what else? There's plastic for that area around the button. And then rubber would be the squishy like thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lots of special colors, actually. Let's go down to Do you see anything that I've missed?
No, I think that's all right.
Okay. So that would make our total of 11.9, which is less than 12.5, which means we'd be making even more of a profit. And if we sold a lot of squishy things.
Mm.
Yeah. What did you work on?
Evaluation quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a presentation.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, what happens is we have to decide whether this whole project we've been working on actually meets the standards we were set at the start. The method is, I've analysed the user requirements and integrated them to the trends found in marketing reports and in our company's strategy marketing. And the findings were that we need it to look in a certain way, feel in a certain way. This is everything's listed down. Look in a certain way, feel in a certain way. It has to be technologically innovative, and it has to be easy to use. These are all things we looked at the start, and criteria that have to be met. We have to use a table, I'll show you that later, together to decide whether it meets the standards. And We have, therefore, in total, we have 11 points according to which this should be evaluated. And basically the findings are the same as the evaluation criteria. I would like to show you the table we have to use. This is the table. Can you see this here?
Mm-hmm.
So the questions I've given you, could you write that down? True is 1 and false is 7. And we'll just go through each point together, hopefully. I think if each of us gives an opinion, then they can be mixed somehow. I don't know how it works exactly. I haven't been told.
Is it possible that we can bring this up on our own?
Yeah, it's in the project documents.
Is it meeting 3 minutes? No.
It's called evaluation criteria. And it's under evaluation.
The
PowerPoint
one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So it was, choose one.
Choose one and false is 7.
Do you want us to discuss this together, or do you want us to do it separately?
We can get separately and then discuss
okay.
it. If that's okay.
So it's actually a scale.
Wait, one is true and...
so
these are the questions we're answering.
Yes.
And one
if it's fancy, you put 1.
Right.
If it's really unfancy, it's 7.
If it's somewhere in between, you put 4.
Yeah.
Or
something.
Okay. Does it feel fancy?
Feels like a hand.
No.
There shouldn't really be questions. That makes it easy to insert.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yes? Very, very true.
I imagine there's somewhere on the front we have a little case that you slip them in.
Okay. And part of that was supposed to use a whiteboard. Do we, is it necessary?
I don't think so.
We'll just do
The marker had kind of stopped working last time.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see it over here. Unless you feel like you need it.
Yeah. Right, so 1.1. We're just going to circle.
One.
Five. Oh, I don't know. Right. One.
Five.
Two. Okay, so do we just add it up and divide it by four? Is that what the company does?
I think we should.
It's four if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It adds to 16, that's four.
Oh, no, it adds to 13. 1552.
Oh, I thought she was in five.
1552 is 13 over 4 for now. I think that's. Next?
3. 6. 6.
Two.
I wasn't cheating, I swear.
Right, 1.3 is.
So, wait, so 1 was true and 7 was false?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay, so you guys really didn't like it?
I thought it was the other way around too.
So we do have about the same thing. We just have it.
Yeah.
It was,
I was thinking
one
means no points.
False is 7. I should have cut the table up.
Oh,
I'll just,
gosh. Okay.
I'll just reverse them all. It's no problem.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad this came out.
I was like, why did you guys design it that way?
Yeah.
I thought
it.
You guys hated it.
That's quite funny.
Yeah.
So, starting again, 1.1?
1. Say 2.
3.
2. Okay, 1.2?
3.
2.
2.
2. Okay. 1.3?
1.
1.
1.
Ha. 2.1?
2. 2.
2. think I missed two.
Wait, is that 2.1?
Yeah, I put it
yeah.
down as 1.4.
1.4.
Okay,
okay,
sorry.
Yes, I have two.
Everything's all kinds of
one. Sorry about that. 2.2, which is 1.5.
One.
Three. Wait, why did I put three?
One.
I meant one on mine too.
3.1, is that correct on my
yeah.
slide?
Yeah.
One.
3.1, is that correct on my slide? Yeah. 1. 3.3. 1. 1. 2. 4.1. 1. 2. 5. 2. 4.2. 2. 3. 4. 2 and 4.3. 2. 1. 2. Right, so I put 1 on that. Okay, I'll just do the calculations now if you want to continue.
Okay.
Or is it tedious? I'm sorry this was so tedious.
No, no, no. I think we should look at the ones that, like, where people said 4 or where... it looks like we might want to discuss changing an aspect of the remote.
Okay. Well, the worst ones were 3.1.
Mm-hmm.
Does everyone have the slide? 3.1.
Oh, that was material.
Slideshow. Material, technologically innovative. Okay.
Mm.
Do you want to change it? What the suggestion?
Which one is that again, sorry, 3.1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that if 3.1 was not that good, 4.1.
Is the shape.
The shape. I think 4.2.
See, I'm having trouble imagining that, is it going to be the size, like the controller, or
the
bigger?
Wheel would probably be.
Because
what if we just smash all the vegetables to make flat, and like then if you could hold it in your hand better?
I think the base would definitely be larger. Some of these are not as easy to hold.
Yeah.
Kind of smallish.
No, but I imagine even if it was bigger, like if it's round and it's big, then you can't get.
Yeah.
That's why remote controls
yeah.
are long because
yeah.
you have that some kind of. So they could all be bananas and cucumbers.
Yeah.
But I personally don't think this is comfortable.
I didn't
to
yeah.
sit there. Like it's
but
not
like
if
you just squash them flat, like and you made it flat.
If they're that stress ball stuff, they would be pretty squishable.
But it's still too big, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would it even resemble fruit that way? I mean.
Yeah, like certain ones, you'd have to limit the fruit selection. Like you could probably do a strawberry still.
Yeah.
I think the broccoli would be out. We could do lemon. Although the broccoli is quite comfortable, I have to say. Like,
yeah, but when you were holding
yeah,
that before, that
actually looked
worked.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Are there any fruits that look like broccoli? No.
Yeah.
Not that I can think of. Rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
I think like broccoli is my favorite actually.
Mm.
I think we
what
need.
What if it was just patterns on like we chose the shape or the shape could do whatever we wanted and then it would just be like a design on the rubber.
Huh?
You
oh,
know,
okay.
like
so
just
the
printed,
color, not
yeah,
the
or
the
colored.
Shape.
Yeah,
that could work.
Yeah.
Or I mean, we could even have fruit like around.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
yeah, just have the color match or something.
Yeah, and if we want to incorporate the fruit thing somehow, there might be. I mean, if it conflicts with the comfort of actually holding
yeah.
a meat.
Because yeah, no one wants to hold a meat. It's uncomfortable, obviously. Like I don't know. Some of them you can kind of see as like you could, if it was only this. You know, if it was shaped like that and it just had that, but it's the problem is you have to attach that and this has to be detachable.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe that's just too
well,
big
see, but
because.
The reason the broccoli works is You can kind of hold it like that.
Yeah,
which is
yeah.
Nice, kind of.
Joystick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
I mean, is there some way we could make it this kind of shape? Because, like.
We
could
make it that shape, but just have different colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different
yeah.
Fruits.
Or, like,
we
even.
Wouldn't shape because we were having.
Or
like
even,
photo.
Like. Yeah, like you said, like a joystick like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we could do. I'm trying to think of other shape, like fruits that are.
Because that, I think, I mean, that fits the whole round iPod idea.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We still have the comfort of holding it like that.
Mm.
And you could, like, if it's like this, you could put fruit designs and stuff on.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Alright.
But, I mean, do we have any other ideas about that?
We could.
I think the critical ones come out to be. Yeah, that one. Battery's easy to insert for some reason. Which can be easily. I mean, that's not a problem.
The batteries are
not
high.
Everyone gave that a 1 or a 2.
In the back?
Yeah, they'd probably be either on the front or the side.
The reason I didn't give it a 1, I think I gave it a 3, because I thought you'd have to, like, unclip.
No.
No,
I imagine there'd be sort of a catch.
Just
or
like any other
one. Like in a normal remote.
Yeah.
So it'd probably be either. No, it can't be in the front, because the IR is right there, but it'd be on one of the sides, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's an under 3 anyway. So I think that's. Those are the only 2 points.
Cool. Well,
yeah, the broccoli,
I guess, wins.
Yeah, I'd agree with changing the shape. Well, just having fun making strawberries and stuff.
You're a bit off task.
So, I can't think of any.
So we'll have to, like. Yeah, I don't know. You could make the touchpad in different shapes, but then it kind of redesigns the whole project. Like, but you could do
that.
Like
also sort of annoy people who get used to having the buttons.
Yeah,
in
that's
one shape.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it would probably cost more to produce.
Yeah, that's true.
Just that area.
Mm. What about having different colors is a lot cheaper than having different shapes too.
Yeah. Which is why printing might be like just printing the fruit. Production evaluation. It's a project evaluation.
You want this and we can.
I guess we're supposed to discuss the process of the project and how satisfied. Oh, it's alright.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Did you feel there was a lot of room for creativity and sort of?
Sure.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. I mean, fruit and squishiness had more creativity.
Sponginess.
The prototype making was very creatively stimulating, and I think you've come up with a product that's fun and meets all the criteria.
And how was our leadership and teamwork?
I think it was good. We knew what we were doing. It was a very democratic process and everyone got to contribute.
Well, I thought my leadership was crap personally.
Well, he told us where to start and to end, and that's all
yeah.
That matters.
I think you're fine. Good job.
Well, I'm never going to do a management position. I know that now. Yeah, I thought we all
fit
well
together.
It
all sort of blended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it more than anything, we didn't really have our set goals so much as we just would be like,
yeah.
You know, all had ideas.
Very democratic.
Yeah.
No spats, that was good.
Yeah.
And the means for, like, the materials we used, how convenient were they? Like, the pens, the whiteboard. I mean,
well, I'm not a big fan of any Microsoft PowerPoint or any
Are you
of this
a Mac
stuff.
Person?
No, no, I never touch Macs either. I just use the Unix or the off-market sort of WordPerfect and all these other things.
Yeah.
Which isn't very user-friendly.
Well, the problem is if you don't, like, my new computer never has WordPerfect, so I have to go track someone down who has an old disk and then I have to reinstall it. So I have all these documents I can't use now. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's okay.
I feel like I don't know if it was just my role, but I thought that the information that was available to me was kind of just like, or maybe it was just the idea that we had, but there was kind of, it was kind of like, okay, I don't really think, I don't know what I'm doing here, so I didn't really think it was helpful. So I kind of just made up my own stuff, and
yeah.
I didn't really like the PowerPoint presentations, so I kind of wrote a lot of notes instead. But
yeah,
yeah, I don't really like PowerPoint. Personally, it's kind of
yeah.
stupid.
I never use it.
Yeah, but
I can't say I found everything particularly helpful.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Yeah.
I
the first bit of information was like
really
a child's drawn picture of how a remote works.
No, mine was really helpful, wasn't it? My stuff was quite helpful.
I mean, it depends on the role, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
So,
yeah, because my problem was you guys had access to, like, they send you to sites and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I couldn't do that. So, I didn't really know what you guys were doing. And when you were talking about it, it's just like, that's why I seem so ignorant when you're explaining things. It's like,
yeah, well, mine was mostly made up, except when they told me, like, you know, titanium costs more than
yeah.
wood to make a remote control.
Yeah.
I wanted to.
But it must have been quite difficult for them to build the whole
system,
because of course they can't give you anything comparable to the internet.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's interesting how it all went together. Like, I had the stuff about how rubber is cheap and you have how people want it to be spongy. And
yeah.
It seems planned, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I kind of thought that, I felt like I would go and, like, try to use my information, or, like, I'd make this stupid little presentation, and then, like, I just would end up talking about something completely unrelated because, I don't know, I felt like I was off task all the time, but,
Well, I mean, we really got into talking about, like, personal practicality, like, it wasn't necessarily what was, like, we would never have thought of fruit or sponginess, you know?
Yeah,
so.
I hadn't been told the fruit was.
But I think that it might be to see whether people actually will come up with the same.
Oh, right, given certain information, or...
Yeah, like,
yeah.
If everyone's giving the same input, I don't know, okay, anyway. What's next? I know that's not,
So what did you guys think of the pens?
They're pretty cool.
I'm
kind of hard to write with, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've forgotten once or twice to check the logs.
I'd like to see what it looks like.
They're nicer than the pen that I'm using. It's like your stuff actually shows up here rather than having to look at the screen and write.
Mm.
But even so, I don't know.
And new ideas found?
That's all very new.
Yeah.
No. It's all very new.
Yeah, I think I'd like to, I don't know. Like, it was, I think the microphones are okay when you're sitting down, but, like, they're kind of clumsy, I guess,
yeah.
Like, I just kind of have to look for it.
Well, they drop off if you, like, move too much.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're...
I don't think we're supposed to be testing these microphones. Maybe we are, I don't know.
I think that all this technology, like, I guess some people must be interested in using it, but I can't imagine finding it any more useful than, like, looking at someone's
yeah.
notes. Or,
well, the
like,
thing is... Like, I actually worked in a company, and I had a role, and I had to go to meetings. And, like, the last thing I would have wanted would be to have to watch a video because I missed a meeting. Like, usually I miss meetings deliberately. There's really not that much information that actually goes through a real meeting, like, when you're actually at a real meeting in a real company.
Hmm.
It's mostly, like, rehashing old stuff and just sort of going over general stuff that anybody who's really on task should already know. It's like, there's just really not a lot of information.
It's kind of like an excessive...
It seems like way overkill.
Yeah.
Like, if I missed a meeting, I could probably get it summed up in, like, one sentence.
Yeah.
I wouldn't need to have to watch like a 2-hour video with the sound and the transcript. And
I guess it would be, it's gotta be worth it. I guess I'm just mostly curious about like what kind of person or like company would really find it useful. How about a PETA? I don't know.
Does anyone want to talk about fruit more while we still have time? Any other
ideas? Well, are we supposed to, are you supposed to work for food? Or are we ending?
We still have time if there's any other input. I mean, I think we did really well personally, which is why we've, you know, gone through this so quickly. Because I mean, we all kind of agree that our product is satisfactory, it fits the budget, and it's trendy.
Amazing.
So I think that's all for today.
Okay, we have to put in all this stuff.
Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.
I think I've learned to bring Lindo to meetings. I think it would be a good idea. I like it.
I've learned not to get people actually paying attention, especially if you have food.
So I guess we're supposed to write final reports.
Almost? I don't know.